Well, now I can imagine paper trading, as you describe it, and getting very confident and getting feeling very okay with
it. Hey, there's no risk. What are you risking?
It, yeah, but woo-hoo. At some point, we've got to start using real money.
Yes.
Talk to me about that stage. Should I jump in big? How should I begin?
I think you know where I'm heading with this, and thank you for leading me there. But obviously, we recommend starting small and staying small for a while. The amount of money you're going to be able to make in the market could be substantial. If you can be in the market long enough to really learn all the intricacies and understand the market. My thing is that, you know, you might be the greatest paper trader in the world, but when it comes time that the game is now on, when there's real money out there, you don't do the same things you did when you were paper trading. Case in point, did you ever hear those guys in sports that are great practice players?
Okay, yes.
There's these guys, they are unstoppable. It's amazing how good they are. But suddenly when the game is on and the gym isn't empty, it's now filled with 60,000 screaming fans looking at you, and now there's TV cameras, and suddenly that same guy doesn't play as well. People definitely react differently. Going from a successful paper trader to a successful real money trader, there is a progression to it. You don't just jump from one to the other. Start off small. You've seen how these strategies work. You understand you yourself as a trader. You've done so paper trading. Now let's just make sure that all those disciplines you built, all your trading rules, your plan, you can still execute when money's on the table. Let's start off, though, with a little bit of money, not a lot. And the reason is because